The Russell Burrows discovery. Sometimes places are said to have been found which contained out-of-place things. Many times, these places are not accepted as being what the discoverers said they were. The story of the cave I am about to tell you is rejected by some people who claim the story has inconsistencies. I always say we have to take things with a grain of salt until better proof comes along, but that doesn't always mean what we are being told is not true. It only means there is not enough a proof to completely validate the story. Such is the story I am about to tell you. One thing I would like you to keep in mind is the fact we are finding more evidence as time ticks past us, that North America was visited by far more diverse ancient countries than first suspected, and it is possible almost any of them sent people here in the past. Did you ever hear of the Burrows Cave? The year was 1982 and the site was southern Illinois. A man named Russell Burrows, also from Illinois, claims to have discovered a marvelous cave that was filled with artifacts which were said to be thousands of years old and from as far away as ancient Egypt. He said he was out with his metal detector looking for Civil War souvenirs when he stumbled across the cave. The cave is said to contain many inscribed stones that contain a language that has never been seen in any finds in Illinois before. At first, as the stones were examined, it was thought that the inscriptions may have been some kind of hoax because the wording on the stones didn't seem to make any sense, even though the writing seemed to be in several different ancient languages. There is a new thinking on this subject by some scientists. It is the stones may contain an ancient language that proceeds, but resembles some of the ancient languages of the past such as Egyptian and Libyan, among several others. But how did Burrows discover this cave? The story that is related is that Burrows stepped on a flat rock which swung open and jammed. It's said this was lucky for him, because the rock was over a chamber and was designed to allow someone to fall into the chamber and swing closed over them, trapping them. The carved stones that were found in the cave seem very crude, but some contain images of what likely are Egyptian coffins. Another carving resembles the famous Olmec head of Mexico. It is also said there were miniature heads of the type found on Easter Island and goddesses with lions or rams' heads which are also similar to the ancient Egyptian gods. This was not the only things Burrows said were in the cave. The stones which was said to be in the cave were numerous, and some depicted men who were dressed in clothing from various races such as Roman, West African, Carthaginian and Judean. Some stones had Christian themes. Many different languages were represented which further confused the find. The Celtic language was even represented, along with Phoenician, Egyptian, Numidian and Hebrew among others. There were coins in the cave along with other types of artifacts. Burrows felt the cave had been turned into a tomb and was set up the way one might expect an ancient Egyptian tomb to be. When the cave was discovered, it had made the headlines in some newspapers at the time. Not everyone believes the articles from this cave are genuine. As a matter of fact, many archaeologists refuse to certify them as genuine. A controversy has raged among the archaeological community since the discovery of the cave was announced. But stones, coins and artifacts were not the only things found in the cave. There were also bodies. But whose bodies are they? Could they be the original people who put the artifacts into the cave? There are different theories on that subject, but some speculate the coins prove that the period when the cave was originally used was sometime right after the period of Cleopatra, and some even think that one of the bodies is the daughter of Cleopatra and Mark Antony. When Cleopatra died after being defeated by the Romans, it is possible the rest of her family and those in power felt they were in danger of being killed by the Romans and had to flee. Where could they go where the Romans wouldn't look for them? It must have been hard to figure out because the Romans controlled most of the world, but there was one place they probably would not have been looked for, and that was in the New World, North and South America. Now wouldn't that be interesting? Imagine Cleopatra's daughter buried in what is America today. I guess that old Chris Columbus's ghost is not too happy over this thought. This would make even the Vikings latecomers. Burroughs sold a lot of the things he said he found in the cave over several years. Some said this was fraud, because they believed the objects were not items from the cave. Experts accused the entire thing of being a hoax and based it on the fact they didn't believe people from the old world came here during that time period. There is nothing worse for trying to increase knowledge than an unbending academician who dismisses things out of hand because he or she believe they are so right, nothing else is possible. Even if it turned out the cave was a hoax, it should have been investigated before claiming it was nonsense. There have been other mysterious finds of artifacts that seem out of place in this country. The ancient Chinese stone anchors off the coast of California, just to mention one. It may turn out that this continent was visited many times and even colonized many times in the course of thousands of years. Well, maybe someday we will know for sure. One of the reasons all this was so hard to prove was the fact Burroughs refused to reveal where the cave was located. This could have been because he didn't want anyone to put a claim on its contents, or because it was a hoax. New evidence is said to have come to light after an exhaustive investigation of some of the stones. A scientist claims he found some of the stones were nothing more than old tombstones stolen from a cemetery and then engraved on the other side. He claims he was able to bring out inscriptions using state-of-the-art equipment, which if true means the cave is a hoax, or does it? Perhaps the cave was real and did have some ancient contents, but not enough to last, so more were created.